Our liturgy today is full of human drama on every level, the kind of human drama with which all of us are very familiar. There are the ironies of things said and not said, the symbolism of actions that have more than one meaning. There's even the fickleness of human persons like you and me. And surprisingly, there are even conversions in the midst of all of this human drama. When Jesus sees above the cross that a sign says the King of the Jews, meant to be a mockery, he knows it to be true. And so did those who believed in him. When others wanted to mock him by giving him sour wine soaked in myrrh to hurt him, there were those who knew that the mockery was of one who really was who he said he was. There were those who, at one moment, acclaimed him as their king, as we did at the beginning of the liturgy, and only a little while later were ready for him to be condemned and crucified. There were disciples who were enthusiastic followers of Jesus, most especially Peter, who denied him. I don't think Peter would ever have expected that he would have denied Jesus, and yet he did. And the gospel writers tell us that after he had denied Christ three times, he wept bitterly, not even being able to understand what he himself had done to the one whom he loved and had followed as his Messiah. And that centurion at the end, the one we might have least expected to become a follower of Jesus, recognized in what he witnessed that Jesus truly was the Son of God. And all of us are there too, in the conflicts of our own life, the ironies, the fickleness of our own discipleship and our following of the Lord Jesus. And what St. Paul famously said of himself, we can also say of ourselves. I do not even understand my own actions. I'm sure that Peter said that to himself as he wept bitterly. Why did I do that? And so today, as we recognize, first of all, our love for Jesus and our desire to be faithful disciples of the Lord Jesus, we also recognize that we can be fickle like the crowds and like Peter and those others who even mocked Jesus in the passion that was just proclaimed to us. We too can be fickle and not always faithful. We too, as we seek to be truly converted as the centurion was. But let's not focus on ourselves. Instead, let's focus on the love of Jesus for us, who accepts us in our fickleness and our desire to be converted to him more deeply, who himself said he understands human nature quite well. Let us see Jesus loving us, forgiving us, humbly offering himself in our place because we cannot forgive ourselves. Let us see Jesus dying on the cross out of love for us, even in the midst of the human drama that is each of our lives. Let us see Jesus rise from the dead to give us a new life and hope and peace and eternal love.